Matthew chapter 17. And after 6 days, Yeshua takes Peter, James, and John his brother, and brings them upon a high mountain separately. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone as the sun, and his clothing was white as the light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them talking with him. Then Peter answered, and said to Yeshua, Master, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was yet speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, hear him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face, and were in great fear. And Yeshua came and touched them, and said, Arise, and do not be afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man, save Yeshua only. And as they were descending the mountain, Yeshua charged them, saying, Tell the vision to no man, until the Son of Man is raised again from the dead. And his disciples asked him, saying, Why then do the scribes say that Elijah must come first? And Yeshua answered and said to them, Elijah truly will come first and restore all things. But I say to you that Elijah has come already, and they did not know him, but have done to him whatever they pleased, likewise also the Son of Man will suffer by them. Then the disciples understood that he spoke to them concerning John the Baptist. And when they had come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him, and saying, Master, have mercy on my son, for he is epileptic, and grievously distressed, for he often falls into the fire, and often into the water. And I brought him to your disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Yeshua answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him here to me. And Yeshua rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then the disciples came to Yeshua separately, and said, Why could we not cast him out? And Yeshua said to them, Because of your unbelief. For truly I say to you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say to this mountain, Remove from here to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you. However, this kind does not go out, but by prayer and fasting. And while they abode in Galilee, Yeshua said to them, The Son of Man will be betrayed into the hands of men. And they will kill him, and on the third day he will be raised again. And they were exceedingly grieved. And when they had come to Capernaum, those who received tribute money came to Peter and said, Does your master not pay tribute? He says, Yes. And when he had come into the house, Yeshua anticipated him, saying, What do you think, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute? From their own children, or from strangers? Peter says to him, From strangers. Yeshua says to him, Then the children are free. However, lest we should offend them, go to the sea, cast a hook, and take the fish that first comes up, and when you have opened his mouth, you shall find a piece of money, take that, and give it to them for me and you.